Good morning, I'm Sheila Callahan. This month, Missoula and the Roxy Theater host the 44th Annual International Wildlife Film Festival. One of the films being screened, The Last Song of the Nightingale, tells the story of one of Europe's most well-known birds. We spoke to its co-director, Luke Massey, this week, and he told us about the film and its amazing storytelling. It's a blend of animation, natural history, documentary-style filmmaking, and archival footage. Luke, tell us, why did you make this film?
Yeah, I think the main motivation for making the film, so a little bit of background on the nightingale, because obviously over there in the States you don't actually have nightingales because they're famed for their incredible song, and in Europe at least they're one of the most versified birds in literature. They have this almost hypnotic song, and what sets them apart from other birds is that they sing at night when all the other birds apart from owls and stuff are silent. So not only do they have this incredible song, they don't have any competition either. Well, I'm not going to try and describe it. You'll just have to watch the film to hear their song. But it's amazing crackles and pops and whistles and this kind of, incredible amount of vocalizations. And for us in the UK, where nightingales have declined, well, they're pretty much extinct. Over the last 30 years, they've declined 90% or something shocking. And that's for a variety of reasons. But they're a migratory bird. So they spend their summers in Spain, Italy, Mediterranean Europe, and then the UK is kind of the upper reaches of their range. So we used it as a poster species because, you know, across the globe, we're seeing this kind of catastrophic decline in wildlife. And the nightingale is a bird that is so adored and admired by so many different people in all walks of life, not just naturalists, but musicians and writers and artists. And we wanted to cover all of that. We wanted to show the history, the cultural history, the natural history, and tell the story of the bird, but use it as an umbrella species. So I think that's why it's so important for families, because, you know, it has a message for everyone and what we can do to save the nightingale, and for those Europeans that are lucky enough to have the nightingale in their realm, be able to actually hear the nightingale sing for the future. It's not all doom and gloom, luckily. There's some amazing new projects springing up, especially in the UK. One of the places we feature is NEP, which is a really large rewilding project. It used to be it still is a farm of sorts, but they kind of have let nature take over, and they've seen a boom in nightingale populations where other places have had a catastrophic decline. But one of the biggest problems is loss of habitat in the UK especially, but also don't be afraid to be not clean and tidy. You know, let your garden, if you've got a garden, go a little bit wild. You know, nightingales especially, they love scrub, which is areas that have basically been let untamed. That's what they need to nest. And also, you know, the reason we use it as a poster species, because it represents so many birds that are declining for various reasons, but stuff like herbicide and pesticide, try to be a little bit more organic. You know, there's been huge insect declines across the world, and the nightingale, again, I'm sure that's one of the reasons it's declined, because there just isn't enough food for them to raise broods, and, you know, they need a lot of food to maintain their health, to not only breed but also to make those mammoth journeys back and forth.
The Last Song of the Nightingale is one of 65 films that are part of this year's International Wildlife Film Festival's virtual screenings from April 17th to May 15th. There'll also be some limited in-person screenings Thursday and Friday evenings at the Roxy Garden and on May 8th at Ogren Park. You can get schedules, details, and tickets at wildlifefilms.org.